Let's talk
relationships on You Me Radio.
So what are we talking about?
Marriage, dating, parenting, business,
and love, emotions, sex.
It's a conversation with me, Lady Misty,
and DJ KTE
on everything from hot topics to taboos.
Join us Mondays at 9 p.m. live on UME Radio.
Follow us at Let's Talk Relationship Show on Facebook or on UME Radio on Instagram. Let's talk relationships. Arguments for the grown.
Get the UME Radio app to listen wherever you are. That is UME Radio. One word.
UME Radio. Positive entertainment 24/7. Subscribe on YouTube and click the notification bell.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey. Happy 22. How about that? Huh?
Happy 22. Happy New Year, DJ KTE. How are you?
I am doing 22. How about that, huh? I am
good, doing good, good. Good, great.
Yourself? How are you doing?
I'm not too bad.
So I'm seeing it from all the way to last year.
That's true. That's true.
So how was your Christmas season leading up to the new year? Was it,
you know, crazy? It was,
calm?
No, it wasn't crazy. At all. It was pretty quiet for the most part, which I'm happy for. So it was good. How about you?
It was a mixture of a little craziness and a little calmness. You know, it's my birthday month.
So, happy belated birthday to you, DJ.
Yes. I'm only 25. Don't worry about it. I'm excited.
That's right. We don't pass 25 here.
We don't do it. That's it. On LTR, we're 25 and under. That's how we do it.
That's right. That's right.
For grown folks, right?
Isn't that ironic?
Yeah. So welcome back, man. This has been a great year. Want to say happy new year to all those out there.
Happy New Year to you all. For those who crossed over with us, happy new year to you too.
Yes.
And I pray for nothing but success and purpose fulfilled in the year 2022 and beyond. So welcome to Let's Talk Relationships on UME Radio.
So Lady Misty, how come you didn't say about my Christmassy, my New Year shirt? You didn't say anything about it.
My bad. I'm so sorry because you'd be so, you are so festive over there. I'm so sorry.
Oh, Lord.
It is a good look on you, DJ.
And I see
you trying patterns and all of that. Listen, 2022 is good for you.
I'm going in deep.
I see you launching out this year. Great.
Yeah.
So, guys, once again, welcome to the show. You know, here we explore the dynamics and evolution of relationships, identify challenges, and, of course, we offer perspectives through transformative conversations. And we promote strong, healthy family life and community. That's what we do here. Now, it is important to us that you know that it's not our intention to offer opinions or advice on how you should live your personal lives or how your personal relationships will be. I always say, do you, boo, do you. Do your own research and be a free thinker. Make sure that you're doing well in your own life, in your own space as well. And of course, we wish you love and happiness, nothing but love and happiness from us here over at LTR. So we look forward to a great show tonight, fam, and we want to say a big thank you. We start with an attitude of gratitude, as I always say. So we want to thank all our partners, our supporters, our well-wishers, our listeners, and our viewers from all over the world. We are in over 100 countries, and we can't do this without you. So thank you. So over there on YouTube, over there on Facebook, good night. Again, welcome to the show. I am Lady Misty, and with me is my very, very colorful and festive co-host tonight.
DJ KTE. I'm telling you.
Yes. Oh, we know you could have been in so many other places tonight, but you chose to keep our company. And you have chosen to spend time with us. We value your time. And we will jump right into our main topic, of course, after we share our usual reminder. So we want to say, first of all, shout out to anyone who is celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday. Those who born in January, skip around. It's your month. So happy birthday for those who...
Skip around.
Yes, for those who are celebrating an anniversary in this month. Happy anniversary to you. You know, we celebrate love and happiness over here at LTR. So happy anniversary and happy birthday.
Yes, we
are glad you were born. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you so much. Yes, sir.
It is now January 3rd. That's how fast it's going along.
I tell you, day three already.
And the time right now is up at 9:06 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right. So, coming up tonight, we'll be having a conversation on the topic, challenges wives face during pregnancy and overcoming the three most marriage problems during pregnancy. So, and this will be followed by Bible Cufflinks and Stilettos hosted by Giselle St. James. So here are a few reminders before we... Here are a few reminders before we jump into it. So if you have not yet subscribed, guys, please do so right now.
What are you waiting for?
Yeah, click the notification bell so that you can be notified when we go live. And please share this video with a friend or family member. Now, to listen or watch this or other episodes, of course, you can do so at UMe Radio on all major digital platforms, including via our app. Yes, we there. So it is app.umeradio. That's one word, umeradio.com. And we can be found on the Google or Apple stores. We can also be found at Caribvision, iTunes, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Google, Podbean, TuneU, Spotify, Stitcher, Player FM, and of course, Listen Notes.
Yes.
So before we jump into it, we would like to share a clip with you right now to give you some perspective on the topic before we begin our conversation.
Yes, go right ahead.
I'm very sorry. I have a problem with my husband and I'm 6 months pregnant. He's cheating and he's at work during the Christmas holidays. He said he's working, he's lying, so I think if I talk with someone I'll be relieved with this kind of stress. This is one of a series of messages we received from one of our followers. Thank you, SK, for speaking and seeking help.
An article written by Blake Harper and published on fatherly.com on September 18, 2017, reports that 10% of fathers-to-be cheat on their partners during pregnancy. The article started out by spotlighting comedian Kevin Hart, who was allegedly reported to have cheated on his pregnant wife at the time. The article reads, comedian Kevin Hart posted a video on his Instagram account where he apologized to his pregnant wife, Iniko Parrish, and two children for what he labeled as a bad error of judgment. Hart did not explicitly state what he was apologizing for, but the implication that he was being blackmailed points overwhelmingly to infidelity. According to psychologist Robert Rodriguez, author of What's Your Pregnant Man Thinking, 10% of fathers-to-be cheat on their partners during pregnancy. Other studies have similarly found that the risk of men cheating on their wives grows along with the fetus. According to the article, there obviously is no one reason different people cheat, but there are underlying factors, and not excuses, that play a major role in men cheating on their pregnant wives. For instance, women often have a lower sex drive during pregnancy and simultaneously feel their body is less attractive, despite most research showing men actually find their wives more attractive during pregnancies, which can be a shot to their libidos. The article continues. In an interview with Vice, Ashley Madison founder Noel Biederman explains that he believes pregnancy, or the birth of a first child, can often lead to a period of abstinence for couples. And Biederman believes that this is the time that men are most susceptible to cheating, even men who never would have considered it before.
Tonight, we'll be looking at the challenges wives face during pregnancy. It is our hope that the conversation offers perspectives that inspire, educate, and empower the women, men, and children affected by this issue.
Wow.
Thank you so much for that. So that is just to give you a perspective on what we're going to be talking about tonight. Pregnancy is really a very, very important time in a woman's life. And unfortunately, it can be a very stressful time because women, couples, go through these kinds of issues. And so tonight we want to delve a little bit into the issue and, of course, to aim to empower and educate those out there listening to us. Once again, if you're just joining us, welcome to Let's Talk Relationships. We are going to be joined tonight by our very own Apostle Faith. Dr. Walters has been practicing family therapy for over 20 years. She has a master's in marriage and family therapy from Nyack College, a bachelor's and a second master's degree in education from the City College of New York. In addition to this, she is a certified chaplain from CICA International, located in Queens, New York, and an associate of science degree in general business administration. Mm-hmm. Her experience in education gives her a well-rounded background to understand the needs of her community, the challenges families face, and insight into right solutions needed to effectively address their issues. Dr. Walters empowers her clients through counseling, practical and realistic Bible education, and her self-development resources, which include presentations, books, and music. She has authored two books to date, Poems About My Self-Esteem and Reborn. She is also a singer, songwriter of the song, A Spiritual Erotic Expression of Love, music promoting healthy sexual experiences to boost your marriage. She is intent on helping people who experience emotional, mental, physical, sexual, financial, substance, spiritual, or self-abuse. Having overcome some of these issues herself, Dr. Walters understands that the choice to seek help can be difficult, and so finding the right therapist is key. Come to her and she will help you turn your misery into ministry, just as she did. She practices an open door policy with her clients that is a client-centered approach, open to anyone with no judgment or boundaries. And I think that Dr. Faith Walters is really, really, really perfect for this discussion tonight. So we want to, of course, welcome her. She is no stranger to LTR, and she is what I would call her our resident therapist. So while we await her, DJ KTE, I want to ask you this question. While we await our guest tonight, you have been a father. You have been around when your wife was pregnant. What was that like for you?
Well, I wish I had that song by Dr. Faith. You know, I thank you for the libido, and I thank you for... I mean, okay. But the thing is that in the article that was read, something stuck out really, really interesting. Because it is said most women feel unattractive.
Yes.
All right. But I thought she was more attractive being pregnant. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, so sometimes I think
that's interesting.
I think that kind of stuck out for me. Yeah, it's a very complex thing because, you know, it's a new thing, especially your first time, your first child. You know, a lot it's new for the mom, new for the dad, and it can be very watery. You know, not really sure what's going on, what to expect. You know, sometimes
the mom
very overly protective of the child, and sometimes the dad is overprotective of the child. What will happen if, you know, if they engage in a certain kind of way? But of course, then again, you know, you have a situation where you try to also maybe want to please her as well. You don't want to maybe deal with her emotions and deal with her whatever she goes through. So you're trying to accommodate that space, you know, especially sometimes they may have the morning sickness. You see the whole idea. Sometimes the body take a while to get adjusted to, you know, to the pregnancy stuff. So for me, it was very new. But I think that what can be probably more dangerous is if you don't communicate what you're feeling. I think that's probably where we struggled. Maybe I struggled. You kind of kept it internally and kind of just maybe try to, you know, shift things around.
You mean the man not communicating it or the woman?
Both. But I mean, I think in my case, I didn't communicate a lot of what I was feeling internally. Because I have a way of being very understanding of situations, just very understanding.
But at
the same time, you know, you're a human being. You may have moments where it's like, you know, wow, you know, do I say something? Do I not say something? But that's the thing. I think that's where the communication may break down. I might have broken down, and that lead to other issues. But I think that for me, it's very new. It was new, and sometimes complicated.
So was it different with, say, a second child, a third child? Was it experience different?
Yes, very different. Because she also changes with her own, you know, with her own anxiety or her newness. You know, done that. And the thing is that when I was married, when I got married, I was a stepdad at the time. All right. So
that's an interesting dynamic as well.
Right. So she would have had it. So for her, it might have been a little easier for her. But the whole process for me was newer for me, you know?
Right.
Yeah, with the child that we had together. But you know, it was interesting. You know, it's a while now, so I don't remember all the dynamics of it. You know, it's a lot of years. So but I know that it was pretty cool. But one thing for sure, she was very attractive, you know, to me, being pregnant.
To you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that. All right. So our guests are in the room. I want to make special welcome to Coach Raquel. She is a life coach. She is the CEO of Mindfulness in Ministry. And of course, she is here tonight to offer her gems as we discuss this topic. We also want to remind you that you are free to drop your comments as well. We are eager to hear from you as well. Have you been through this as a pregnant woman? Well, I've never been through all that, but you know, for those who have born children, or for men who may be listening to me who have gone through that, obviously it's not something that is totally new, and it is not what's the word I'm looking for. It is not limited to just one set of people. Based on the article that we read before, or that was read to us, celebrities have gone through this, so it is not limited to only one set of people. So it's something that is worth discussing tonight. Good night, ladies. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hi. Yes.
Happy New Year to you.
I see with the mink, and I know that you're kind of breaking out. See, I came in with my shirt. I was trying to do my thing tonight, but you just came and just showed me out, like, you know.
Yeah, everybody trying. Just came out trying. Tonight the for arrived. The New Year. Yeah, yeah, the queen has arrived.
Yes, she has.
All right, good night, ladies. I trust that you are all well. Tonight we are discussing the whole matter of common problems in marriage during pregnancy and some of the difficulties that women face during this time. And especially the wives. I know the men go through some things too, because, you know, they are... Well, if they're around, they are going through that experience as well. So, but we are addressing the wives tonight. And my first question is, why do men cheat at this time? Usually, you know, we need the support as women. We need we need them to be present at this time. What are your thoughts on why you think men... I have my own thoughts. I've heard some of them. I've heard some men who not necessarily have cheated, but I've heard some, you know, some of the explanations as to why they may think they would want to go outside or so on. DJ was just discussing, we were just discussing a while ago that, you know, with the different changes and, you know, not communicating, it may lead to various issues. But I want to hear from you ladies tonight. Dr. Faith, I want to hear from you. Why do you think men tend to do that at this period in a woman's life?
Well, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's interesting to be on the show one more time. Happy New Year to everybody.
Same to
you. It's been a while since I've been here with you, and you see me wearing my little Happy New Year hat.
Yes, I see.
I'm feeling very festive on this evening.
That's right.
This is such an interesting topic because earlier I was looking at my Facebook feed and they were showing something about what's her name, Monique, where she and her husband have an open relationship where he's allowed to cheat.
Oh, interesting.
And then she is allowed to cheat as well, and that's how they have kept their marriage going. Now, I was very
interesting,
very disturbed by that, because to me, that was called, to me, it was justified cheating. Okay, so, and obviously, she's given him permission to cheat. Well, what she said was, she told him that she didn't want to just be with just him alone. So she just wanted to be the one to cheat. He said, it's not fair. You know, I got to do something too. So then they all balance out the relationship by cheating on each other, but it's justifiable because they don't get according to them, they don't get emotional, get caught up in it. Okay. And I was really appalled by that. It was very disturbing for me because what my comment was, I said, God made marriage as a unique, very unique, and it's something that we should take very seriously and don't play with it. So they have, you know, created a sacrilege, you know, with a Hollywood making marriage look like it's a joke. And then in the process of it all, they have two sons. And then I'm saying children become a product of the environment. Sometimes cheating can come from something that you've experienced in your family line. I've always talked about culture. Okay. In culture, a lot of times this goes on, and in marriages where the husband is cheating, the wife knows he's cheating, but she just acts like she don't she don't, it doesn't matter to her because he is providing for the household, he is giving her whatever she needs, and she doesn't want to break up the family, and she doesn't believe that she can function on her own, and it's so many different things.
Yeah.
Now,
yes.
There is cheating, to me, can be serious psychological issues, okay? Mm. It could stem from what you observed in your environment, like I said, as a child growing up. And a lot of times, too, what I realized is that parents may be doing things thinking that their children are not seeing or observing or even know what they're doing. But what parents don't realize, when you think a child don't know something, they do.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And, you know, not because you think they're not actually seeing, but you can sense certain things in a home, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes children hear conversations. You think they're sleeping. They're not really sleeping. They're listening to what you're saying. So, and another thing, too, is, it can also be in there's something called generational curses. So that could be in the line from many generations. Okay, the father
grandfather did it, great grandfather did it,
and so on and so forth. So it keeps trickling down to every child. And if one person don't say, I'm not going to do it, it's not going to stop. So cheating also can be just a, like I said, psychological, and it also can be insecurities as well. You know, feeling inadequate as a man, thinking that your wife alone is not enough, even though you made vows to say that you love her, you know, but yet deep down, you don't feel you can be with one person and stay with her till death do you part. So, like I said, I believe cheating is when a man does that, or whether a woman does it too, is some form of insecurity.
Okay.
You know, something, or, you know, something they feel it, they're missing something as well. And maybe they feel that, you know, doing that, it could be like a challenge, because my daddy did it and my grandfather did it. So, you know, my mama stayed with it. My mama and my grandma stayed there, you know. So this is what happens. But when you look at marriages and see the breakdowns, you know, and see how people, I find it also, it's form of being selfish. And now here we talk about the topic, what when a wife is pregnant and the man decides he's gonna feel a little sorry for himself, you know, probably feel like the wife, he can't really you know, have sexual intercourse with her at this time because of, you know, the baby coming forth. But let me tell you something, even in having your wife being pregnant, it should be a heightened time where your sexuality is a little bit more enhanced. Okay, so if you got a mind to cheat, you're going to cheat. So whether you're going to make an excuse one way or the other, if that's what you desire. But when a wife is pregnant, her hormones are changing, yes, and her features are different. So sometimes, you know, your wife could be a little more sexier to you as well. But it depends on how you perceive her and how you see her.
Right.
Okay. So these are things you really got to look into and to understand what is it, what's deep down, what is it you're missing as a man, why you think you need to cheat.
Wow.
All right.
So Coach Raquel, I've been heard Dr. Faith elaborate on that and her thoughts. What are you thinking about this whole idea of why men cheat when they're married and the wife is pregnant?
Okay, hi. Thank you for having me on the show. I remember recently asking a man, why do you cheat? And his answer to me was, who taught me to be a man? No one. There's also cheating. Well, for me personally, cheating is a deal breaker. I've been cheated on, and it's the lie that does it for me. It's the lie. I can go back in answering the question, why do I think they cheat at this time? I don't think they necessarily cheat at this time during pregnancy. I think they cheat when they are choosing to do what they want to do.
That's right.
Right? Okay. I believe that people are always doing what they want to do. And there is also the matter of what is the conversation that we have as part of this relationships, as this relationship, as two partners in this relationship. Have we discussed this? Did we talk about cheating, how I'm going to feel about it, the consequences of it? And at the time of pregnancy, this kind of made me think about the importance of having conversations on different topics before you get married, because you want to have a conversation around, when I'm with child, how will I be treated? What are the boundaries that I want to set up? How do I want it to go? So as a life coach, what I've learned and what I share with my clients when I'm talking to them is, you have to decide what's your life plan and how do you want your life to go. And then you have to assess, is it going this way? And when we have turns, how do we manage that? And I think that's where you go into understanding the challenges that exist in the marriage that sometimes cause these breakdowns. Because cheat, like Dr. Walters was saying before, in, for example, the case of Monique, cheating is not necessarily a breakdown, but for another family, it may be a breakdown. So if we look at it that way, how do we manage that moving forward? And how do we overcome it? How do we deal with it? So I think people cheat because they're choosing themselves. They're choosing to do what they want to do. And I think that's how women should see it, or men in that, for that matter. They are choosing in that moment what they want. That is what they want to do. And so they're choosing.
To address the challenges that wives face, to kind of put it under umbrellas, I know that women go through physical challenges because, you know, your body is changing you know, you go through emotional changes because with your, you know, with your changing body comes the emotional, the hormones and all of that. And also there are some communication challenges as well, because women communicate differently from men.
That's true.
Yes. And so with those challenges will come the problems that that may arise, because a man may not know how to handle the physical change. They may not be attracted to the wives anymore, so that becomes a challenge. Also, when the emotions are concerned, there isn't enough communication, or there is, if there's such a thing as over communicating, not communicating the right things, there are mixed signals, all of that kind of a thing. And of course, with all of that, it can create some separation, some distance. So you're both coaches, ladies. How do we empower our couples, our women, you know, to navigate this time if they're going through, you know, a pregnancy at this time? Coach, you can go ahead first.
Okay, so could you please, overcoming what it says, three challenges, what the three common challenges, what were those?
Yes, so you have the physical challenges with the changing body, you have the emotional challenges, as you know, hormones and all of that change, and of course you have communication challenges.
Okay. So that's physical, emotional, and communication.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think at the helm of it, personally, I think communication is maybe the number one, if not. Like DJ KTE was saying in the beginning, when he was going through, I wasn't quite sure if he was talking about cheating himself or just going through a pregnancy.
Hey, watch it now.
When you said it, I wasn't quite sure.
Better watch out.
I wasn't quite sure what you were referring to, if it was that or just that. But communication is such an important thing. in relationships. See, you will never get a result greater than the quality and quantity of your relationship. Yeah, when two people come together, there has to be some agreements. And I think quite often we go into relationships without thinking about the benefits and without thinking about the terms and without thinking about the boundaries and the things that are important to you. And that happened to me. It took me a long time to, as a matter of fact, I mean, it took me 40 years to figure out, hold on, I have an opinion. I don't just want to get married because I was just on the, I need to get into a relationship train, the bandwagon, because people around you make you feel pressured. You internally make yourself feel pressured. I think when you get into relationships, sometimes we don't really think about the really, really important things. Yeah. Yes. And so this is what I would say to someone. What was the question? What I would say to them with regards to these three things, right?
Yes. Yes.
Love yourself physically. The research that was played in the beginning, and Keith also alluded to it, men actually love their wives more when they are pregnant. So I think there is something to be said then if they're cheating. I'm not saying they're correct, but I'm thinking there needs to be some thinking. What's going on with me? If he loves me, if he's one of those that loves me more during this time, but he's cheating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 10%, the research says, of men cheat, even those who never thought about it, right?
So
you see, people are going to love you when you love yourself. So you ought to get to a place where you love yourself at any stage. And I know, when you're married, you're thinking, but my husband is supposed to help love me too, and he's supposed to, but guess what? Your husband is a human being. He's a human person. The second one is, was it intimacy? Emotions, right?
Emotional.
Yes.
Right.
Which involves intimacy.
Yes. Now, emotional intelligence is such an important thing. Yeah. And a lot of us are failing in that department. We have to know how to manage and interpret our emotions so we can effectively communicate what we're feeling. I believe, and I'm guilty of it sometimes, that I have feelings sometimes and I get all up in my feelings, and nothing's wrong with having feelings. But sometimes I get so up in my feelings that I start acting on them without even processing them.
But and a pregnant woman will tell you that's hard to manage with all the hormones flying around.
She can hardly walk.
And maybe it is. Spirit, and I've never
today
been
I'm
pregnant.
Sad. Today I'm sad. Tomorrow I'm happy. Yeah. The next day I'm irritated.
this is what I'll say. I remember Judge Lynn Toya said something once. She said, every day she gets up, she gives her husband a temperature check.
Oh.
She kind of give him an idea of where she's at. You see, I'm not saying you shouldn't feel what you feel. And this is a lesson I've learned. Because this is not about your husband. It's about you and your well-being. Can you risk not managing your emotions? Can you risk it? So you're going through with him cheating. Now, what if he just gets up and leave? Isn't that going to be harder? So I'm just saying, at every stage... I've never been pregnant, but I've been around women who have been pregnant, right? I'm not in the position to tell a woman what to do when it comes to pregnancy. But as a life coach, this is what I would say, because if I'm pregnant, this is what I would want to hear for me.
Yes.
Raquel, you've got to protect yourself and your child. It may be unfair, but you've got to protect yourself and your child. And if that means you've got to manage your emotions, my darling, manage it. And in managing your emotions, find other friends who can positively motivate you and hold you and support you. And that's why a support system is important. It's not all on one. What if your husband just does not have the capacity?
Mm-hmm.
What if he doesn't? Because we have to love him through it too.
Wow.
And that thing called communication is so critical. You first have to decide, what am I feeling? Because it's okay to have feelings, but your feelings should never dictate what you do. It's okay to have the feelings though. And you should acknowledge them and own them. Don't ever overlook what you're feeling. But develop strategies that can help you get the best out of your partner. If that's what you're seeking, have a goal in mind. What do I want? And do everything to achieve that. Don't just lose your mind. Do the things to achieve what you want. You want him to love you more? Do the things to get him to love you more. You understand what I'm saying? But remember, you are not in charge of what anyone else does.
Mm.
People choose what they want to do.
Mm. Folks, I tell you.
Great stuff.
Folks, you listen to LTR here on UME Radio. Let's Talk Relationships with two amazing ladies here. And the title of tonight is Challenges Wives Face During Pregnancy. Now, I'm a man, so I've never, ever been pregnant. I don't want to be pregnant. I'm not expecting to be pregnant. But I think the answer to the question is that they need Dr. Faith's song. That would have saved the whole life.
I agree.
Oh, God. You know what I'm saying? You know? But I think in this situation here, as a male, from a male perspective, and I like what Coach Michael said a while ago, there are many people, not that it's an excuse, they don't have the capacity. There's something called temptation. Temptation. And we all have failed in some areas, whether it's lack of faith, disobedience, cheating, or thinking cheating. You know what I'm saying? Somewhere along the line, we missed the mark. But I think that what's critical, what's very critical, is that what Dr. Fish said about Monique, they had a conversation. Although it may be weird for some people, although it may be out of the box, but they actually had a conversation about it. And they came to an agreement. And I think marriage, if you guys would agree with me, Coach and Dr. Faith, is a contract in a way. It is a contract. Yeah. So in this contract, there needs to be dialogue. There needs to be communication. I like what you guys are saying. I think that's the missing link. When communication falls apart, I think it compounds. The other thing compounds. The distance comes into picture. And the intimacy kind of leaves the picture. So many women, many men, out of ignorance, not knowing the dynamics of marriage. Like I said, I felt that I was more attracted to my wife when she was pregnant, but she didn't feel as attractive to herself. All right. And sometimes the cheating is not necessarily physical cheating. It's just like, let me talk to somebody. Okay, well, let's talk. And maybe the conversation went too long. Maybe you talked too much about too intimate stuff. Maybe you went too far. Maybe you hugged too long. Maybe you just, whatever it was, it's still a form of cheating to me. But I think I like what I heard tonight when it comes to the communication. If we can box that in, that's probably the key to solve a lot of the issue in this kind of scenario, I believe.
May I say something? You said something about Apostle Faith's song, and I hope she shares the information so persons can get it. But when you said it, you laughed, but it's so serious. Not that anything's wrong with you laughing.
Be thankful.
You see, it may seem so simple.
That's what I said.
It may seem so simple, and we may laugh about it and whatever. Mm-hmm. But you see that thing, being thankful for your wife's vagina. Mm-hmm. Being thankful for your wife carrying your child.
Yeah.
Being thankful for gratitude is at the heart of a lot discipline and behavioral issues, mm-hmm. whether they're positive or negative. Mm-hmm. It is so important. And there's another thing that we sometimes forget, truth. Mm. You see, we have that's why I like being a life coach. Being a coach, I focus on the practicality of what's happening, so to speak, how do we get from where we are to where we're going? So I don't necessarily focus, if it seems like I'm not focusing on the problem or the issue, it's not because I don't care. There's a counselor here who will do that, right? But a lot of us are not honest, forget the word honesty, because I don't like that word. A lot of us are not walking in truth or living in truth. You know who you married, and you know who you're married to. You have to face the truth of it. Yes? And let me say this just in case someone thinks I don't understand the effects of cheating. I remember I was in a relationship for about 4 years, and it took about 2 months ago. The relationship ended in 2012, and 2 months ago, I think it was, that we sat and had a conversation. Mm-hmm. Because I became a crazy person. Because I was with someone who was cheating, and I sensed it, but I couldn't prove it. And even with all the, and I would get information, but I would be looking to him because I loved him. So I wanted, for some reason, I needed him to say, I am doing this, but he didn't need to. I knew. I was even acting like I knew. But I stayed in that relationship, and after it, I was depressed for 1 year.
Oh, wow. 1 year.
Wow.
I mean, I was sick in depression. So depressed. Yes. And when I got to a place, I started listening to like Dr. Wayne Dyer and stuff like that. And I further got my healing when I started learning to become a coach and whatever. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I became one. So and healing. I look back at myself and I want to go back to myself and say, my darling, where are you? See, when I look back at it, I totally understand what he did. I'm not saying permission because the lie is a lie and it's the lie that drove me crazy. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. But his actions were right there. So if I'm going to believe his words, why wouldn't I believe his actions too?
True.
So very I have true. Had to hold myself accountable for my own life. Because you know what he said to me? He was what I asked about the cheating thing. He didn't know better either. So if he doesn't know better and I don't know better, what am I going to do? Sit and be mad at him? I can choose to sit and be mad at him, or I can examine my own life and I can say, I will not take this because I deserve better. Or I can say, this is someone whom I love and I'm going to love him through it. Okay. So let's have a halt and start a new conversation and call up somebody like Dr. Faith and say, Dr. Faith, therapist, we need you. No joke. We need you. We need to sit and have a conversation because my husband and I have started a relationship and we need to make a turn. So we need to have a conversation in order to strategize for that turn so it can be positive. You see, we have to understand that a marriage, like you said, any two relationship is no different from a business. And if you're going to make a change in your business, what would you do? You would stop. You'd call your partners together. You'd get a consultant and you'd now go over the agreements. And then you do some assessment. You have to ask the man too, what is your capacity?
True.
And be willing and able to hear the truth from him. And be willing and able to speak your own truth as well. We've got to get to a place of truth.
So let me chime in here. Dr. Faith, as a counselor, have you had to deal with any couples that had this kind of dynamic where they were married? The wife was pregnant and there was some issues there and you had to address it as a counselor or a therapist?
Well, I had one couple, not really a couple, because the wife came to me. She was pregnant and I did know of her husband cheating, but she, it stemmed when I did the genogram. It stemmed also from him doing that was because his father did it.
Oh.
Okay, so that's what I hear. Everybody, I hear what you say. You said cheating is a choice, but it can be innate. What came to my mind, it can be because it's part of the environment. It's what you grew up in. Okay, it's something that it takes a lot
to learn the behavior.
Is it like men who feel like it's okay to have their wives and a side chick somewhere? Yeah. And they really believe that that's okay. Like in their mind.
There are women who accept that, you know, and then communication and speaking your truth. There are women who allow that.
Yeah.
That communication is key. But another thing too is you have to admit. Come to a place, if you want change, you have to admit that what you're doing is not right. You have to say that to yourself.
So definitely.
How many men admit that they're cheaters?
And I think that's when they need a therapist. Because to help them manage the conversation in a positive, healthy way.
Yeah.
Yes, communication is key, but a lot of them will not come to grips and say, yes, I'm a cheater. They're not going to say that. Some of them will say, well, I like to have a choice of other women, too. It's not just you. You know, I like a different selection of women. And you should have known that when you married me, I wouldn't just going to be you. I mean, it don't make any sense. We take all these vows. Okay. But then the thing, too, as I heard Coach O'Kellar was saying, some of these conversations should have been taking place before the marriage. But these questions are not asked, okay?
True.
Question I would ask, did your father, you ever know of your father cheating on your mother?
Oh, wow.
Just asking direct questions like that.
That's very interesting. Yeah.
So let her be, let the wife to be aware that the cheating has been in his life.
It's almost like a test of their genial, their health history.
Yes.
Because sometimes, you know, if say she has sickle cell trait and you have the same thing,
exactly,
that can cause issues, even on a physical level, having a child.
Ask questions.
Yeah.
Wow. Dr. Faith, may I ask?
Don't come up in pre-marital.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah.
Don't yes, that's true.
First of all, they start having sex before they even go down the aisle. So that's going to complicate everything. Then they get married and it gets even more complicated. So they having sex is the means of saying that, yes, I know you. No, you don't know me just by having sex with me. There's a whole lot more to me. The conversation was not there. So once you do, you know, have the sexual intimacy, it's kind of hard now to go back to find out more about this person,
you're already invested.
You don't know the family dynamics. All these things are important because when you are marrying that person, you're marrying into a family with all the secrets, all the different things that's going on, things that you need to have some conversations about and having some idea as to what you get into. So if you decide after knowing all the things you know and decide to go into it, then it's on you. So if things happen, you can't say, well, I didn't know this, I didn't know that. You know, so as the common theme here is to communicate.
Wow.
And a lot of that is missing in premarital and even marital relationships.
That's so true. Lady Misty, if we can go to the comments, and see what
I was just waiting on Apostle Walters to finish her statement. I see Lady Latoya J over there on Facebook. Good night. She's saying communication is key. Yeah. Over here on YouTube, I see Tobia Stewart James. Good night, Tobia. She's agreeing and she's saying the changes will come with pregnancy. It is for both man and woman to accept and embrace those changes. She also says that if neither of them embrace and support for each other throughout the pregnancy, then there will never be healing and cheating may end up becoming an issue. Yes.
Great point.
And relating to the question that you asked, Dr. Faith, she's saying that's a good question to ask. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is very, and thank you, listeners, for, you know, dropping your comments. Please continue to do so. We will read them momentarily. We are interested in hearing your comments as well. But ladies, it is so true. At the baseline of every issue in any relationship, being it marriage, business, otherwise, communication is key. Without communication, all the other issues are going to be magnified because somebody's not talking about it. And there is something that I really, really, really love that you said, Dr. Faith, is that in premarital counseling, a lot of these questions don't come up. And I advocate for post-marital counseling as well. Because some issues, you need to talk about it after you get married. Because you learn some things, you grow into some things. And that's something that is not really done. And I really, really would advocate for that post-marital counseling. After I get married and I say, woo! I don't understand what's going on here. You need to go talk to somebody about it.
Let's talk again. Let's do it again.
Yeah, let's talk again.
Those things are important, getting counseling and coaching.
Yes.
Coaching. They're two completely different things.
Yes, it is.
You know, we are winding down. And I'm going to say this from a male perspective is that a woman having a child is one of the most amazing, miraculous thing to see. And I think that... you know, women, as I said, they are the cradle of our society. They are the one who is the nurturer. And I think that as a male, I developed a whole new appreciation for women, seeing what they went through and what they've gone through. And that's why even now, being a divorcee, I will rush to a rescue if needs be. You see? because I think that what she has done, as you know, what she's been through, carrying kids, not more than one, but you know, several times, you know, it's a very powerful thing. So I would encourage our brothers that, you know, sometimes women at this point, they're probably the most vulnerable because they have so much emotional changes going on.
I think that's I disagree with that. I think they're both vulnerable. And I think those are some of the mistakes that we make, thinking that one party deserves more vulnerability than the other. Just putting that out there.
Because she hurts, he hurts.
And I think sometimes that's what the men don't understand, that when he hurts her and destabilizes her, it comes right back on him.
But it's true. I agree with you, wholeheartedly. But I think that in this case, I'm just from a male perspective. I'm just coming from that angle, because some men really see it as a time when they really zero in on that woman and say, you know what, I gotta give her what she needs. You know what I mean, for the time. So, definitely hear you, and you guys have been a great guest tonight, Coach Raquel and Dr. Faith Walters. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you so much for
the nuggets and the gem that you guys brought, and I'm sure our audience really, really had some good things to think about and to ponder on and to, you know, empower themselves. I mean, that's the idea.
I am just hoping that someone purchased this CD. It's called The Spiritual Erotic Expression of Love. Yes, if it is mostly geared to couples, and this will help to inspire couples to be more mindful and be more appreciative of what God has given them. And it's a very good stimulator to build up yourself in the bedroom. Yes, it's highly sexual. Yes, so it has that mindset for you to think on sex. That's what it's all about, because God ordained it for marriage. So if you are married, you should be functioning at the junction. And this CD does help to stimulate your mindset. So if you have lost your buzz or lost your fizz or whatever it is, you better get right down dirty diggy with it. Come on now. We're not going to neglect that part of our marital bed. We know a part of marriage is communication. You know, you're verbally talking, but also connected with your body is another form of communication as well. So this CD will certainly help you in that area. It will, if you have a little slow in that area or something kind of offbeat and you kind of lose it, like I said before, come on, put that spot back in there, honey, and get back on that horse. Okay? All right now. I ain't joking now. This is real. Okay? God said, marriage is honorable, the bed is undefiled. So you better work it. Come on, you got your husband, got your wife, work it. Make that bedroom spicy. Come on now, I'll work it. Because let me tell you something, God made marriage for a reason, and it's for us to enjoy each other. So it's important for you to spend time in that place as well. Not only, like I said before, communicating through mouth, connecting with each other, you know, praying, doing different things, but also get jiggy in the bedroom. Okay, so this CD will definitely help you in that area, trust me. Yes, it's kind of heavy, so if you got issues and got some, you know, things about sex, about your body parts, well, I don't know if you could listen to this, if you could contain yourself, because this is highly sexual. I ain't playing. Okay, so get your copy today at the website. Oh, trust me, it will blow your mind. You get a little tip of it at the website, but I want you to order it. And once the order comes through, I send the copy out to you. And you just order it on the website, and it's $5, and you know, plus you pay shipping and handling to get it to you. So, and order one for, you know, your couples. You got your young people getting married. Thank God, some of them are getting married. Give them a copy in there. Give them a copy of the CD in their gift bag, or, you know, something. Whatever you're doing, you know, throw a copy in there. Buy a few, you know. Give out to married couples to spice up their relationship. All right. So thank you. God bless.
Did you find this information helpful? Please let us know. And if you have a topic on your mind, which you would like for us to talk about, do not hesitate to reach out. Email us at ltransers@gmail.com. For access to resources and additional information, please sign up free at our support website, www.familyalltheway.com. If you need help, connect with Dr. Faith Walters at www.familyallthewaycom/therapywithdrfaith. Get the help you need to develop and maintain strong, healthy relationships. Thanks for watching.
Underneath it all, who are we sexually? Bible, cufflinks, and stilettos, with Giselle St. James. Monday nights at 10 p.m. For mature audiences only.
Happy New Year! It is 2022. We made it. Thank you so much for joining us for Bible, Cufflinks, and Stilettos. My name is Giselle St. James. I'm a counselor, mentor, author, and I am so excited to be here with you tonight. Listen, the objective of tonight's show, we are going to be having open and honest conversation. We're going to be having some real and practical talk around sexual issues, concerns, and practices among faith-based couples for better relationship outcomes. Listen, tonight we will be discussing our sexual identity. Mm-hmm. And our topic tonight is called Underneath It All, Who Are We Sexually? You ready for tonight? Come on, join me in the comments. Ask your questions, share your thoughts, your experiences, and don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. Oh, and remember to click that little notification bell right there so that you always get your alerts when we go live again. So, before we go into our topic, I want to just do a self-check with you. So, wherever you are, whether you want to do it out loud or you're going to do it in your head, I want you to say this with me. I am relaxed. I am open to what this segment tonight will teach me about myself. I am excited to share this information with my partner. I am ready to put into practice what I have been empowered to do. I am going to ask questions, share my experiences, anything that will enhance this session. You ready? Getting our minds right? Yes, man, I wanted to check in with you. Now, let's talk about tonight's session. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we call an introductory show tonight, and it's geared towards you getting to know me, but most importantly, getting to know yourself. This topic was conjured on the basis that, listen, as human beings, the truth is we are sexual beings. And that's one thing I want us to get right off the bat. Yes, we are relational and we're supposed to have good social relationships, good, you know, emotional relationships and such, and good connections. But we are also sexual beings. And, you know, over time, as faith-based people, we kind of forget. We've forgotten that we are also sexual beings, and sometimes we don't even talk about it. You know, it's not highlighted when we go to church or anywhere else. And, you know, in a little sense, it's even taboo to talk about sex from the pulpit, out of the pulpit, wherever it is. Now, as couples, we kind of face that part where we're saying that, okay, church don't talk about it. Am I supposed to talk about it? We're afraid to talk about this whole idea of sex and what we should do with it. And guys, sexually, we need to know what makes us tick. We need to know what makes our spouse hot. We need to know what makes the other gush. Yes, man. And what better way to know that than with open, honest conversation? How does my culture, for example, or what I have been taught, or in some cases not taught, affect my sense of self, my peace of mind, and ultimately my spiritual awareness? How does our spirituality or our need to appear holy in front of others affect how we relate to each other intimately, and even our sexual expression and identity? How does it affect it? How does it suppress it? All that and more in tonight's episode of Bible Cufflinks and Stilettos. But before we go any further, let's commit this show to the Lord. So Lord, as we go into tonight's session, I pray that we will all be open, that Lord, we will be so ready for what it is that you will be speaking to us through scripture and through inspiration. I pray that everything that we discuss here, Lord God, will be done according to your will and way, and that something will be sparked tonight in me, in all the viewers, in persons who probably hear about it on the wayside. Lord, we are going to aim for richer relationships, and we're going to be aiming for even greater gratification. Thank you for everything that will be going on tonight. In your mighty name, I pray. Amen. So the text we're going to be using for tonight's episode is Genesis 4, verse 1. And it says, "And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord." So ladies and gentlemen, from this scripture, before you knew your spouse, did you know them? Let me ask the question again. Before you knew your spouse, did you know them? Did you know their likes and dislikes, what could get them started? Knowing what you liked individually and what you were like sexually, did you share the information readily, or was it something that you still hid from them? Did you try to figure things out as you went, or did you provide the information of what you would like them to do and all of those things? Was it a conversation that you had? Did you try to find it out from your spouse as well? Or, as I said, did you just try to touch buttons and just hope, say, something worked? Yeah? Sometimes we want to go in blind. But sometimes when we know something about ourselves, we have to talk up, don't it? We have to make sure that we say what it is, so that one, persons don't offend us, and two, you don't do the wrong thing. So sometimes we need to talk, you know? Were you embarrassed to be honest about some of the information that you would have wanted to share? You know, are there still things that you have not yet revealed to your spouse? Come on, guys, let's reason together. Come join this conversation tonight as we talk about who we are sexually underneath it all. All right, now, when we talk about things like who we are, somebody asks us in an interview, or maybe we're dating and persons ask us, you know, what kind of person are you? And you start talking all sorts of things like, I am this, I am that, you know, I like this and I like that. That's a part of who we are, what we like. So somebody asks me, hey, Giselle, what kind of person are you? Who are you? And I'm going to say, well, I am a strong-willed person. I'm a fun-loving person who is always the life of the party and who likes to make people laugh and all of those things. I like. This is where I start getting to the deeper intricacies of who I am, because me just saying that I'm the life of the party, yeah, it might not say much. But once I start to talk about who I am, what I like, those things give you a greater understanding of who I am. You know, so why is it that when we are asked that question about what we like sexually, we find it so hard to say what we like sexually? We have to reach to that point where we are able to, just like how we're talking about ourselves. And listen, some of us still don't know how to talk about ourselves. Let's be honest. Some of us still don't know how to talk about ourselves. So even if we're talking about what we like sexually, we probably still don't know how to explain it. And there are so many things that, you know, affect how we see ourselves. How we see ourselves socially, how we see ourselves sexually. So we have to get to a point where we are now talking and we are entering into the conversation, because when it comes down to our marriages, those things are important. Believe it or not, those things are important. And as the Bible says, sex is important. Sex is even more than just, and we'll get into it as the shows go on. But sex is so important. For Genesis 4 verse 1, it was speaking specifically to not just, you know, knowing the person inside and out, but knowing the person sexually. Knowing the person sexually is very important. You get what I'm saying? And once that happens, so many things can come out of it. You're seeing right there that she was able to produce. But in other aspects or in other places in scripture, you're finding that sex is there for pleasure. But then how do we get to that part if we don't know each other sexually? And you yourself can't talk about who you are sexually. So we're getting to a place now where we can now pinpoint what those things are about us that we can say, all right, I am this kind of person. So when I am asked, okay, who are you sexually? I can say that I am a very voracious lover. I am someone who knows what I want in the bedroom. And because I know, I am going to ensure that the other person knows as well. That's a part of my sexual identity. And because I like sex and because I like the pleasure that it gives, I am going to ensure that that person enjoys it as well. That is who I am sexually. So if you were to ask yourself who you are sexually, underneath all the things, the suits and all of that, underneath the cufflinks, underneath the stilettos, who are you sexually? Is it that when you put on your cufflinks, you're a different person sexually? Because, you know, there are persons like that. There are persons like that, that, you know, when they wear certain things, it brings them into a different realm. When they put on the heels, let me just share something as I talk about heels. I remember it was probably 2 years after I got married, and we heard this song. I think it was Beyonce or something like that, Freakum Dress or something like that. Yes, Freakum Dress. And somehow we say, all right, what is this song saying? And we never understood what the song was saying. And once we understood what the song was saying, my husband looked at me and he was like, hey, you need to have a Freakum Dress, you know? And listen, there were designated times where when I pull out a particular dress and put on heels, he knew what was up. He knew what was about to go down. So even as Christians, we had those moments, because as a couple, we talked about it. And these are things that he liked. He loved the excitement. He loved the excitement. My husband was very dominant in the bedroom. I knew that. I knew he was very dominant. So I allowed him to pull the strings, in a sense. He knew what I liked. He knew I liked that kind of excitement too. So he would suggest little things. So we would have particular days where we're saying, okay, this is what is going to happen. That is going to happen. I remember one time we even did a role play. So You have to know what your partner is like, and your partner has to know what you are like, so that when you guys come together, you will know what it is that makes you guys. As I got older, I realized, and I think I saw someone say it, I realized that there's something about me long, long time ago that I never ever like explained or could explain or anything like that. I loved men who were very intelligent. Like, boy, if you can talk about things, if you can do science, if you wear glasses, woo, that would just be like, ooh, I like that person, so and so and so. But I could not explain what it was. I just thought, I'm a nerd, so I am attracted to nerds. But it wasn't that. It was that I was sapiosexual. That's just what it is. So I am, ride, satin brownie, sapiosexual. I am attracted to the mind. I'm attracted to decent conversation where, listen to me, when we are talking, you know, stop there. So we're talking about all these things under the sun. And, you know, the conversation is so stimulating. I love that. I love that. And because I knew that about myself, I realized that even now, when I have intellectual conversations, it's not that it completely turns me on. Like, oh, I am so hot, I need to have sex now. But it has me thinking like, wow, the mind of this person is so deep. I wonder what else is deep. I don't know if anybody else gets that. The mind is deep, so I wonder what else is deep. And sometimes you find yourself drifting off like, wow, wonder what's going on there, you know? So I find that I am so attracted to the mind of a person. And then, you know, someone, because I am so, persons might think that I am dominant because, you know, as I say, I'm a take charge kind of person sometimes, but I love a dominant man. If he is dominant and not disrespectfully dominant, that's something that I like too. So I find that, you know, sometimes, even when I was with my husband, I would explain that to him, that that is something that I wanted in my person sexually. So he had to come to a place now where he's okay. If he wasn't like that, he started to get into that frame of mind, and he started to groom his own self while I groomed him. So when you know your partner, what your partner wants, sometimes you can fit into that mold. Sometimes you don't need to fit into a mold either, because what they are and what they like underneath it all is sometimes harmful. And that is where the beginning conversation needs to happen. There needs to be an initial conversation that happens between couples, because sometimes, listen, we are sexually incompatible. Let me just say it right now. A bunch of people walking up and down in 10-year relationships, in 20-year marriages, and they are sexually incompatible. And you're wondering, why is this man cheating on me? Not saying that cheating is right. Not saying it's right, but there's an incompatibility, and he is probably finding it somewhere else. Sad to say, but when the conversation does not happen initially, what it is that you like, what kind of person are you sexually? You won't know how to adjust yourself, or if you even need to adjust yourself. Because sometimes when the person talk about the things them that them like and them into and all of them things, they, you know, took off. So you don't need to have the conversation no more. But sometimes we are in relationships that we are so unfulfilled because we ourselves don't know what we want and what we are like sexually, and we refuse to even understand what the person wants. You been there? I'm sure you've been there. I'm sure that, you know, sometimes when I have conversation and you don't even want to have the conversation. It's very important for you to talk about sex in your relationship, especially as married couples, Christian couples, because I don't know why sometimes we're so afraid to talk about sex as a couple. We are so afraid to even talk about the fact that, listen, I like when I'm touched. Why are we so afraid to talk about that? We have to talk about all the things that we like. Even if you're just getting to know the person and you're a virgin, he's a virgin. But there must be something that you realize that, listen, sexually, this appeals to me. When my husband and I were getting married, him make it clear he's a breast man. Me can't fight him for be a breast man. And he was a butt man as well. I can't fight him for that. That's what he liked. So I know I had to adjust myself because my breasts, it was something that I was afraid of. I didn't even like people to touch my bottom or grace my bottom. But when he said that that's what he is, I had to, in my mind, adjust myself because that is who he was. And because I loved him, I realized that this is not going to harm me. This is just going to enhance things between us. So I had to adjust myself and allow him to have free reign of my body because his primary love language was physical touch. So who are we underneath it all? We have to ask ourselves some questions. What's our personality like? Sometimes we are shy, but when we're in the bedroom, there are certain things that kind of sets us off. So we have to find out what our personality is like in front of others and behind closed doors. That's one. Two, we have to look at what are the things that we like. So you start with your body and you look at your body in the mirror and you're saying, okay, this is what I like. I like a man who can worship me and make me feel like I'm beautiful. So you know that things like foreplay is going to be big on your agenda. You get me? Three, sometimes as couples, we have to explore what each other likes. So as men and women, as wife and husband, we start exploring each other and finding out what it is that makes the other tick. All right? So couples, I hope you're taking notes. I hope you're taking notes. Remember, one, look at what your personality is. Find out what your personality is. Two, you are going to find out what it is that you like and dislike. And three, you guys are going to explore together. So ladies and gentlemen, that is my time. I know you were getting into it. I want to thank you for joining me today. I hope you were inspired and motivated. I want to see you next week, same time, same place. And we are going to be closing out with a special message. Here is tonight's spotlight. Stay connected.
Did you find this information helpful? Please let us know. And if you have a topic on your mind, which you would like for us to talk about, do not hesitate to reach out. Email us at ltransers@gmail.com. For access to resources and additional information, please sign up free at our support website, www.familyalltheway.com. If you need help, connect with Dr. Faith Walters at www.familyallthewaycom/therapy-with-Dr. Faith. Get the help you need to develop and maintain strong, healthy relationships. Thanks for watching.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Weekends on UME Radio. Get the UME Radio app.
Weekends on UME Radio. The sun is up and so are we. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Instagram and Facebook, all at UME Radio.
UME Radio. Positive entertainment 24/7. Subscribe on YouTube and click the notification bell.
Welcome to Entertainment Now on UME Radio, WUMEDB New York. This show takes you beyond the music, dance, box office and thrills, for deeper and more meaningful insights into the minds and hearts of the players. We share stories about pop culture, celebrities, and everything entertainment, but with education and empowerment in mind. It's all about positive entertainment.
Get fit. Mind, body, and soul. With pro athlete, impact speaker, and performance coach, DeAndre Borrell. Saturdays at 8:30 a.m.
She decided to jump, and it was the best decision she ever made. You are now tuned in to Business and Branding with Sho.
She is a lifestyle engineer and a digital wealth creator, passionate about financial empowerment. You're tuned in to Wealth Mindset with Marcia Gay Miles.
It's Weekends with Jesse, a resource for the community. Black health is black wealth. Saturdays at 10 a.m. Be the light.
You're watching Apostle Faith Live with children reading Bible stories. To be on the show, go to walmo.org/media to apply.
Tune in every Saturday at 10:30 a.m. For every child, everywhere. Do not miss out on the fun.
Keep watching.
Let's talk.
Relationships. On UME Radio.
So what are we talking about?
Marriage, dating, parenting, business.
And love, emotions, sex.
It's a conversation with me, Lady Misty.
And DJ KTE.
On everything. From hot topics to taboos.
Join us Mondays at 9 p.m. live on UME Radio.
Follow us at Let's Talk Relationship Show on Facebook or on UME Radio on Instagram. Let's talk relationships. Arguments for the grown.
Get the UME Radio app to listen wherever you are. That is UME Radio. One word.
Underneath it all, who are we sexually? Bible, cufflinks, and stilettos, with Giselle St. James. Monday nights at 10 p.m. For mature audiences only.
Entertainment 24/7. Subscribe on YouTube and click the notification bell.